broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay J, in the studio. Well, it seems like I'm out of breath. I am. You know, I just watched the Apple, their new product line, whatever they call that show. It was like over an hour and a half, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But just like the previous, I don't know, at least two or three or maybe four shows, I'll start out this one by saying, boy, is it hot, 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 hot. We're still in the midst of a heat wave. I think they said we're going to have one more day of this. But this weekend was extraordinarily hot. The first thing is, as I've said in past shows, stay hydrated. That's important. In Manhattan Beach, they have a cooling center at Joslyn, and especially for the seniors, in what they call the Oasis Center, and I'm pretty sure every South Bay city, or hopefully every city in the nation, or in those parts of the country that are experiencing this heat wave, hopefully, they have cooling centers. Also, again, the warning, if you have a dog, their paws can get burned because the asphalt is many more times hotter than, the outside temperature. So, in fact, you could fry an egg on the asphalt and maybe even melt some rubber soles on shoes. So again, be careful of that. And most importantly, well, first of all, prayers to all the brave firefighters, and then also the victims who lost homes in the wildfires that are going on. I feel really bad for them, especially the one that was started by some kids, teenagers that were playing with fireworks. So, the parents should be held financially responsible, but of course the total costs, including the value of the lost homes, are going to be in the millions of dollars. And if the parents knew what they were doing, they should be held criminally responsible. Over the weekend, or it was maybe last week sometime, but I saw it in the news, there was one father who gave his son one of those assault-style rifles, what are they called, AR-15s or something like that. And that person went to school, and apparently he had knowledge. They always go back and they look at the social media of the suspects. And, of course, the teenager at this point is considered a suspect until proven guilty in a court of law. But anyways, he took the lives of, I believe, four people and injured several others. And so he was arrested, and he's going to be tried as an adult for murder. But then they arrested the parent, and the parent was in court. The father was shackled because he bought the gun for his son for a birthday present. And they used to go hunting, and they actually showed a photo of him, that the kid that he had posted on social media, that, he had blood. Well, they went hunting, and he, I guess, shot a deer or some animal, and then he took the blood and put it on his cheeks like a warrior. And anyways, enough of that. You know, hopefully he'll get his day in court, and hopefully justice will prevail. And as to the parents, I think that's one of the first times they've arrested the parents under some new law, and hopefully that will serve as a message to parents to, you know what your kids are doing, and, you know, prevent any unsafe conduct, or certainly don't participate in it, but, you know, prevent that sort of thing. But, you know, going back to the wildfires, you just have to be very careful with these warm temperatures, and when the winds pick up, it spreads the burning embers, and things get out of control very quickly. And if there's homes that are in the line of, you know, the fire doesn't know anything about, you know, the value of property. But a lot of people, it wasn't just they lost their homes, they lost family heirlooms, you know, valuables, irreplaceable things that, you know, money can't buy. And one of the problems is, in a lot of areas, people can't get insurance. The insurance companies are canceling homeowners that are in fire zones. And they have to go to what's called the California Fair Plan, which is not really so fair. It's very expensive, and it's a bare-bones policy with a high deductible, kind of like the equivalent of earthquake insurance here in California. And then, you know, I always hate to start out the show with catastrophic events, but the other thing is here locally in the South Bay, the landslide land movement in Rancho Palos Verdes, especially in the Portuguese Bend area. Now, I did mention it on one show, and then a listener had emailed me and asked why I felt sorry for them, because, you know, the land's been moving in, well, particularly Portuguese Bend, for decades, and many people knew that that's the area that where, you know, they were buying their homes, and they paid substantially less. I think the word NIMBY might have been thrown out, you know, not in my backyard, which is not really appropriate. That's for people that buy next to an airport and then complain about the noise. But in this case, they knew or should have known that, you know, they were in a hazard zone. And the answer is, yeah, they probably did. But back then, it wasn't moving. The land wasn't moving as much as it is now. And but, you know, like, if you lose a home, let's say, in a fire, or, you know, let's say a house fire, not a wildfire, or for some reason the house is destroyed, you know, maybe a gas explosion, well, you know, you still have the land and you can rebuild. In most cases, especially in Southern California and close to the beach, when you buy a house, the total price that you're paying is mostly for the dirt that the house is sitting on. So especially like even a teardown shack, you know, it's like, why is that house so expensive? Well, it's not the house, it's the location. However, you can't say that if you're in an active slide zone, because you've lost everything. The land is worthless. The house has been destroyed. Maybe, hopefully, they were able to get their possessions out. Sometimes they'll yellow tag the properties to give people the time to, you know, remove their possessions. They'll red tag it if the structure is unsafe to be in. But, you know, a lot of people that are living in, or not a lot, there are some people, I don't know how, if it's many or what, but I saw interviews from people in the Portuguese Bend area where they had the electricity and the gas shut off by the electric company and the gas company because their infrastructure, the pipes and whatever, maybe even their water was shut off because the pipes are breaking due to the rapid land movement. But people don't want to leave their homes. They're buying generators for backup power and buying bottled water and, you know, replacing their gas appliances with electric appliances. And I don't know really how smart that is, but, you know, I guess maybe the alternative is they could be homeless or they'll have to, you know, rent another place or go to a hotel. And there's been allegations that the local governments aren't doing much to help the victims, although I know the governor did sign, I know locally the mayor or mayors, because it's two different cities, or maybe just one city, I'm not sure, but I think it's Rancho Palos Verdes, and yeah, maybe just one city, but the mayor declared it a local emergency, and the governor declared it the area a state emergency, so that enables them to get federal loans and funding and grants and hopefully some other living assistance. But it's just really sad. You know, I always think about these homes that are built on cliffs, and I'm thinking more that, like, when we have the big earthquake, if they're going to be, you know, if they're going to come tumbling down. I know I drive northbound, northbound and southbound, to and from, but I travel along Vista del Mar near Playa del Rey, and I see those homes that are built on the side, and you see homes like in the Hollywood Hills and other areas, and I wonder what's going to happen when we have the big one. There's a lot that the seismologists don't know about earthquakes. With each successive earthquake, they learn that there's new faults or that faults that they thought weren't capable of generating a significant magnitude earthquake. Now they can, or they thought they only moved in one way, but now some of them are, thrust faults instead of slip movements. And then, of course, you know, they're learning all kinds of new behaviors of earthquakes, but they always admit, Dr. Lucy Jones from, she's now retired from Caltech and the USGS, but she says there's a lot that we don't know, and that's probably the scary part. And when they say, well, something's capable of a magnitude 7.8 or greater, but then later they say, you know, the likelihood is greater, you know, the so-called big one, particularly in the San Andreas Fault. But, you know, I guess perhaps that is what you know, that's life. I'm not saying that to be lax or anything, but, you know, whether it's an earthquake, a fire, a flood, a hurricane, a tornado, or any other disaster or calamity, that's just the way nature is, I guess, for lack of a better word. But the one thing, and some people say, well, we have no control. Well, actually, you do have control over the situation, because that's where disaster preparedness comes in. And, you know, to have a disaster preparedness, have an emergency supply kit. I'm going to have another show that I did some time ago on what to do to, it's not going to prevent the disaster from occurring, but it can at least maybe minimize the consequences, or at least provide, for survival and recovery after. And it's not just earthquakes. We think of earthquakes here in Southern California, but in other areas, you know, as I mentioned, the different types of weather-related, as they say, acts of God, although I don't like that term. But and I remember a number of years ago, I was in Miami at the airport, and I was talking to some locals, and I said, well, I'm from Southern California. And they said, oh, you guys have earthquakes. I said, yeah, but you guys have hurricanes. And then their response was, well, yeah, but we get ample advance notice, you know, when the hurricane is about to hit. You know, an earthquake, you get practically no notice. They have the early warning system. which may give you up to 90 seconds to at least drop, cover, and hold on, but they have no way of predicting earthquakes. You would think with all the technology that's available, maybe they would have that. The only prediction they can make is that we're long overdue for a major earthquake on the San Andreas Fault and maybe also the Newport to Inglewood Fault, which runs down the coast. I believe that was the one that caused the great Long Beach earthquake. But they said, given the cyclical nature of it, the earthquakes based on past history were overdue, and apparently the earth movements have been causing additional pressure, and eventually the pressure relief reaches the breaking point and then we have an earthquake. So I will do another show on disaster preparedness. I use the generic term, the broad encompassing term, disaster rather than earthquake, because could be any one of a number of things. Could have a home fire, maybe a structural issue with the house that kind of collapses. Could just be a home accident or a work accident. You know, you don't get prepared just for your home. You should have a preparedness kit and a disaster plan in your workplace, in your home. And I also have a kit in my car because you never know where you're going to be. And you might be, somewhere where the freeway or the roadways are compromised, maybe down power lines and broken gas lines, fuel, electrical lines, even underground lines can be problematic. So you need to be prepared because you might have to shelter in place in your car for some period of time. If you can't, drive. And it's not safe in some cases to be walking around, especially where there's downed utility lines. So, that's very, very important. And people always, and I probably should include myself, but people say when they watch these things on the news, they say, oh, well, but, I feel really bad, but that'll never happen to me. And then, when it happens to them, it's like, who would have known? And, they either say, how could I have been prepared? Or basically they say, I wish I had been prepared. I wish I had heeded all of the warnings. Each time we have a minor, shake-up call, like a real minor earthquake that, people will say, oh, that reminds me, I should put together a disaster preparedness kit, or at least have a first aid kit and emergency food and water supply, and then they don't do it, and then we have the next minor one, and then they don't do it, and then ultimately there's the big one, so-called big one, and of course then they'll wish they had done it, especially since all of the emergency first responders are going to be overwhelmed, and it's going to be a long period of time before, they can get to you, or before you can even go into a store and buy items. You need to be self-sufficient because the stores could be damaged or collapse. The power will probably be out, and you should always also have some small bills and change in your, disaster preparedness kit, because chances are credit card machines aren't going to be working, and who knows? I was talking about the phone technology, and I'll get to that in a second or in a couple of minutes. But you should have extra batteries and make sure they're charged. Have a radio with extra batteries and a flashlight with extra batteries. Although now most smartwatches, phones. Probably all of them have a built-in flashlight, or you just go to a light screen and you could use that. But, that'll only last you so long, so you need to have those battery packs because you won't be able to charge them or recharge them. So, but I will get into all of that in a future show. But the point is, I can't stress it enough. Be prepared. I was an Eagle Scout, and of course the Boy Scout motto, and I believe Girl Scout motto as well, is be prepared. Okay, well, let me shift gears and go to better news, although in one respect it's some bad news. Concerts are coming to an end, or I should say they're basically done. I guess Labor Day is considered the end of the summer. I don't know if that's the official, or I think it's unofficial end of the summer. And so most of the free concerts in the parks are over. I know Concerts in the Park, the Walk Park, is done for the season. And the same with the concerts at the Point Shopping Center, the Wednesday evening concerts. Those are done. And the same with the Thursday night concerts in the Manhattan Village Mall. And the Redondo Beach Pier, the concerts, they have the Thursday cover band concerts and the Saturday other concerts. I'm going to get into that in just a bit. We'll talk more about it. But first, we have to take a commercial break. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People. For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And, you know, one of my favorite activities, of course, is all of the free concerts. I don't go to any of the frontline band, the concerts. Number one, because the ticket prices are just outrageous and out of control. If you can get them originally, most of them go to scalpers. And that needs to be controlled as well. And then you got to pay an arm and a leg for parking at, all of the major venues. So I like the cover band. Somebody posted on social media that cover bands were a ripoff. And, if you want to hear the real thing or a cover of the real thing, then go to the real thing, not the cover. And that it was on Facebook. One of my Facebook friends posted that, and it lit up with so many people contradicting. And I've learned my lesson. I don't get into that, but You know, I agreed with all of the contrarians. I love cover bands. There's only been one cover band that disappointed. It was the Beach Boys cover band. And, you know, usually when a band plays the end of their set, and of course they typically have an encore, but either before the encore or even after the encore, and, you know, if they're really good, people will chant, "One more song, one more song." Well, there's only been one time, and that was this Beach Boys tribute band, where everybody was chanting, "No more songs, no more songs." And I raised my hand. I was guilty. I chimed in with them. And because they started to come back on the stage, like, you know, obviously they were going to do an encore. But what they did was they only did a few Beach Boys songs. They took an intermission. Then they came back, and they played the same songs over. And later I talked to the lead singer and the guy who was kind of doing a very awful job of impersonating Brian Wilson. And I don't mean Brian Wilson with his deficits that he has nowadays, but I mean early on Beach Boys tunes. You know, he said, "Well, that's all we had in our repertoire." But when they took the stage again, people were chanting, you know, "No more songs, no more tunes," whatever. And laughing. Nonetheless, they went and they played one of the songs that they played at the beginning. So they played that song for a third time. And people were actually just walking out. People were laughing. They were booing. And, you know, one thing I want to say about the booing was I saw Brian Wilson, and I think it was at Beach Life Festival. I think it was in Seaside Lagoon. And, of course, people know that, you know, he has some, I don't know how to say it, mental challenges nowadays. He's no longer performing, but probably shouldn't have been. But there were some people behind us that were laughing. I turned around and I said, "Knock it off right now." My girlfriend said, well, I won't repeat the verbiage she said, but she said, "I'm going to drop you." And then she had her hand like a fist, and the people stopped. But that was rude and unprofessional. And, you know, Brian Wilson was kind of having his challenges with the lyrics. And he actually had, it looked like it was on a MacBook that was scrolling. And I either lost his place, plus, you know, his vocal abilities weren't like, you know, well, when the Beach Boys were in their heyday. But I don't know how I migrated to that, but the point was I've only seen one cover band, and unfortunately it was a Beach Boys cover band, and I love the Beach Boys. So, but you know, all of the major concert venues are over for the season. Yesterday we saw the Hermosa Beach Concerts on the Beach. You know, they didn't have a regular concert series, and they actually didn't have concerts for, what was it, a year or two after the pandemic. But they brought the concerts on the beach back to the beach. So they had one this Sunday, and they'll have one next Sunday. They have three bands, two warm-up bands, and then the headliner band. And it starts, they start at 3 p.m., although they got off to a late start yesterday. And then I think they take 15 minutes to break down the equipment and get the next band to get set up, and then, you know, do a real quick sound check. Actually, they take less than 15 minutes. And they keep the drum kit on stage, so they're all sharing one drum kit. It was a DW drum kit. And one of them changed the cymbals around. I thought maybe it was, perhaps he's a left-handed drummer or whatever, but then that would, you know, you'd require moving the toms and moving the snare. And they all left the hi-hats in place. But that was it. They kept, basically, I think they kept all of the amps. Of course, they have their own guitars. yesterday they had three bands. One was called the Mox. It was a teenage band. And during that time of day, it was really, really hot. Shala has an umbrella, and, you know, one of those big pop-up umbrellas. Oh, they allow people to keep the umbrellas up during the concert. Everywhere else, you know, they make people take them down. But maybe that was extraordinary because, you know, of the heat. But anyways, they had, you know, the umbrellas. We got there early, so we kind of had front row seats, if you will, if you can call it that. You know, we were sitting up in the front. And, of course, the music was really loud, but, of course, we bring ear protection. The first band was the Mox. It was a teenage band. They were really good, especially the guitarist and the drummer. You know, Jay, our sound engineer, you know, he plays bass guitar. The bass guitarist had no emotion. He just stood there and played without any movement, and it was kind of boring to watch him. It was like he was just going through the motions. The next band that followed them was Poppy Harlow, and that was a really good, it's a local favorite. The bass player there was really animated, and he'd get up, like, on the platform and be playing, you know, with the drummer, and then him and the lead guitarist, you know, would be, you know, next to each other, and that band was really good. The thing is, and I was going to look up the name of the lead singer, I was told he has MS, multiple sclerosis. He's in a wheelchair, and but he had arm movements, and he was really good. They did a lot of cover tunes, and they also did a lot of original music. And the person that introduced them, you know, the announcer said that he wrote all of those songs. They were really, really good. And and then finally they had Phantom Planet. That was the headliner. And, you know, a lot of people, well, when the teen band showed up, there weren't all that many people on the beach, or at least not, you know, attending the concert. And I don't know if that was in part because of the heat or because maybe low expectations. They missed a good show. Well, then the crowd grew, you know, when Poppy Harlow took the stage. And then it really grew, you know, when Phantom Planet took the stage. And, of course, I was telling Jay, he's telling me, I said his name, and in my ear, I hear we have 1 minute to go to a commercial. You know, I was telling Jay I loved the OC, the TV show, the OC. Maybe I'm dating myself now. And, of course, the theme song was California by Phantom Planet. I loved that show, and before that I loved Melrose Place. I've never been into soap operas before, but for some reason those were different, and I kind of got hooked on them. Anyways, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But we got to take a commercial break. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sunshine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto parts warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And so, you know, the guitarists were, of all of the bands, were really good. You know, yesterday, and the drummers as well. As a kid, I played drums and guitar. I was actually, I couldn't sing, but I was in a garage band. But, you know, I didn't really play that well. And I wound up selling my guitar and my amp and my drum kit so I could scrape up enough money to buy my first beat-up jalopy car. Which was all I could afford as a teenager at the time. You know, the concerts, for the most part, were pretty good. But, you know, Phantom Planet, of course, I loved the song California. I had a friend that was disputing me. He said, no, this was before the concert. I posted something on social media that I was looking forward to that song. And because I loved... you know, the OC TV show. And then he disputed me and said, you know, no, they did Californication, which is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jay just reminded me of the band for that one. I knew that that wasn't Phantom Planet. And, of course, Phantom Planet saved that song for the very end, and that was really good. But... most of the other songs weren't that good. I don't know why. Or maybe it's being in the hot sun for all that period of time. Maybe we were just getting a little antsy or whatever. I mean, the band was okay, but a number of people I talked to said that they thought that the Mox and Poppy Harlow overshadowed Phantom Planet. So, and I always thought Phantom Planet was a one-hit wonder. Obviously, you know, California was in the charts, but I didn't recall any other songs by them. And then the songs that they performed, the other songs that they performed yesterday, I didn't recognize any of them. And I think they did one or two cover songs as well, but maybe I'm confused. With the other band. So next Sunday there's a concert. Oh, I should say on Saturday afternoons they have a movie on the beach. So they had one this past Saturday, and they're having one next Saturday. They had Gone with the Wind last Saturday, you know, this past weekend. And then next weekend, I can't remember what the movie is. It's a family movie, you know, a PG movie, or G movie, perhaps. But then on Sunday, they again have two, you know, bands that precede the main attraction, the main headliner. The first band is Red Letter, and I suspect it's probably going to be a teen band. Then they have Barley, which is a local band. And then, you know, Gilby... I'm all choked up about it. They have Gilby Clark, who previously I didn't know all that much. I mean, I knew that their rhythm guitarist played for Guns N' Roses, but you have it, you know, Jay says on good word that, you know, they're really good and they're a favorite. And so if the weather is anything like the way it was this weekend, which hopefully it won't be, we may get there a little bit later. But that's going to be it, I think, for the local concerts, or at least the free ones. Beach Life has a thing coming up. I think it's in October. And apparently Beach Life's having some issues with the city officials. There's some red tape. Apparently when Bill Brand, the former Redondo Beach mayor who died prematurely, early, at an early age, due to cancer, but apparently he was able to work with the city to, you know, get some things overlooked, and there was never any problems for Beach Life. Well, my only problem with it was very expensive. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, parking, although the parking wasn't like when you go to one of the venues to see a frontline band performing or an artist, but apparently that has been worked out. They have scaled down some things for that event. I didn't get to watch much football. You know, people that are regular listeners know I'm addicted to football. That's my vice. And I did get to see Tom Brady's debut as a color commentator for Fox Sports, or as a, you know, sports analyst. And maybe it's a good thing I didn't watch any football, because the Rams were on last night and they lost to the Detroit Lions 26-20 in OT. Hate when that happens. It's frustrating. The L.A. Chargers lost to the Las Vegas Raiders 22-10, I think it was. They did. Oh, okay. So I just looked it up in the news, and they had the opposite. Okay, well, good for them. Except I'm not a Charger fan. Maybe that was a Freudian slip or subconscious thing. The Chargers won. The Rams lost, of course. And then, of course, there were other games on as well. We did actually watch some college games on Saturday. We didn't watch the evening game, the SC game, but they blew out Utah State, as expected. And I forget what other games college games that we watched. There was one exciting game, and then there was one that was like, they were having a contest as to who couldn't score, and then maybe they exchanged some field goals. Can't remember what that game was, but the big thing that I liked was watching Tom Brady. He's really good, except I saw on TV this morning there were people that were trashing his performance, and I don't know what they were watching or what they were smoking or drinking, but... I thought Tom Brady was pretty good. Of course, they were complaining about his salary. People were also complaining about, I can't remember the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. He finally came to terms with them and had this, was it like a $80 million signing bonus, and I forget how much his contract was over 4 years and it's a guaranteed contract. So he's, an overnight gazillionaire. And he did. I didn't watch that game, but apparently he didn't disappoint, the Cowboys won that game. So I've never been a Cowboys fan. Yeah, I know they're America's team. I should say my opinion is they were America's team. I don't really think they've been a contender of late, but... I'm a Rams fan and will be. So if you're listening in other parts of the country, I'm sorry. Actually, for many years I loved the Miami Dolphins. I'm not sure why, but I'm dating myself now. But You know, Greasy was the quarterback way back then, and then they had some other really cool players. You know, I don't think I can name too many starting quarterbacks today. Anyways, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. And yes, I haven't forgot about the Apple event, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Just a couple of timetables or, you know, events or things that are coming up. Obviously, tomorrow, and if you're watching on the replay, September 10th is the presidential debate. Hopefully, it's going to be on. You never really know. it's at 6 p.m. on ABC. Hopefully, civility will prevail. There won't be any falsehoods or, you know, false issues or lies or, you know, corruption or whatever in that. Wednesday, we honor, you know, September 11th. I believe it's the 23-year anniversary. And I'll never forget the number. 2,977 died in that unfortunate, the terrorist events. And then Friday, of course, is Friday the 13th. Okay, so now let's talk about the Apple event. They introduced the Apple Watch Series 10, the iPhone 18, and then the three versions, the 18, the Plus, and the Pro. And then they introduced the AirPod 4, and then the different versions, the Max and the Pro 2. So let me talk about the watch. They also had the Ultra. I believe it's the Ultra 2. Okay, so I'm in the market for the Series 10. I was waiting for the for it to come out to make sure that it was going to be different. It's going to make the other ones look obsolete because it's thinner, rounder, and it just looks different. The rumors about that it would have like a magnetic thing so that you, the straps would go put, be put on magnetically and it would save space so they could have either more internal components or a larger battery. That didn't happen. But anyways, so if you have old bands from previous versions of the watch, you can carry those forward. The Apple Watch Series 10 looks good. And I think on the 13th is when you can place your orders, and then they'll be in the stores, or at least the Apple store, on the 20th of this month, September. The basic Apple Watch Series 10 is $399, and it's actually thinner, but it's larger and has a larger display. And apparently there's only one size. It was rumored they would have 45 and 49 centimeter or millimeter, whatever versions of it. But I think there's just one size of that. And it's got a lot of health information. So that's what, you know, I would like it for. Then they have the iPhones, and they, now don't correct me, it is the iPhone 18, not the 17. I know the most recent version was the 16, but they said it's two generations ahead, and so it's going to be, or it is, the iPhone 18. Just like I mentioned, the Apple Watch 10, Series 10, and people were saying its 10-year anniversary is going to be the Series X, just like they did with the iPhone. Well, it's not the Series X. It is, with, and the X stood for Roman numeral X, stood for 10 anyways, but that one is the, you know, iPhone Series 10. Now, I'm sorry, the Apple Watch Series 10. Now, the iPhone 18 comes in the basic version. Then there's the Plus, which is, I think, 16.9 screen. And then there's the Pro. And it starts at $799 and then goes up to, like, $1,199 or maybe even more. I don't know. I don't know if I would ever want to pay $1,200 for a watch. I watched the features, and man, there's so much involved with that. I think I pushed the wrong button, and all hell would break loose with it. It's just too much technology for me. I'm thinking about, since I have an old iPhone 12, or it's old now, I'm thinking about upgrading maybe to, you know, the prior version, the 16 or the 15, and get it deeply discounted. I don't really think the features that I would use, certainly not in this one. It does have some really cool camera features in the iPhone 18, or maybe that was the 18 Pro. That one, it's like, you know, I don't use any of those features. I'm not going to pay the premium to get the, you know, the top-of-the-line one. And I don't even think I really care for to have, you know, the new features in the iPhone 18. And it incorporates a lot of AI as well. But just like going back several generations, you know, my biggest downfall was spell check and grammar check. When it, I had a typo or grammatical error, and then it would change it. But it changed it to something that I never intended it to be, and I didn't realize until after I hit send. Well, artificial intelligence does that. You know, the AI functionality will, you know, do things for you, maybe as a time-saving, labor-saving thing, or, you know, so you don't have to do keystrokes. But with my luck, it would change the entire meaning to something. So I don't really think I'm going to be, and right now there's no reason for me to really change my iPhone. The battery's good, and it serves my purpose. I'll see how compatible it is when I get the Series 10 watch. So Then also introduced was the AirPod 4, and then they have the AirPod 4 Max, and then the AirPod Pro 2. And, you know, I'm still a little bit leery about having something that has radio waves in my ears right next to my brain. You know, whenever I make that statement, people say, no, it's perfectly safe. But then they sometimes find out 20 years later that certain things cause brain cancer and they didn't know because, you know, the only way to test it is over time. But I don't really care. I need that. Oh, one of the things is that in the Apple Watch Series 10, they have a new speaker system. The speakers are actually smaller, but the music acuity is actually better. And they actually showed a diagram on each of these devices and how the transistors in there are like, you know, micro-miniaturized. And I just don't know how they manufacture that, but, you know, yet they do. So, but I do have some friends that will be the first to buy, you know, the new Apple Watch, the new iPhone, and then they'll probably get the most expensive iPhone, and then they'll get a new AirPod, and then they'll get the Pro 2, you know, the most expensive, just like they did when the new iPad came out. So I hate to buy something and then have it become technologically obsolete in a year, but I don't have the watch. I've been holding out for a year, and now I like what's incorporated in the new one. I won't be the first to get it because there's probably going to be a rush, and there may even be a backlog, and then there's possibly going to be some bugs, so they'll have to have some software updates. Anyways, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.